This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has returned to power in Arunachal Pradesh, while the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, has secured another term in Sikkim. Counting of votes for assembly elections in the two northeastern states was held today. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In Arunachal Pradesh, BJP had already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main. In the results declared today for the remaining 50 seats, BJP backed 36, National People's Party 5, Nationalist Congress Party and Independents 3 each, People's Party of Arunachal 2, while Indian National Congress clinched 1 seat. Some of the prominent winners from BJP are former Union Minister Ninong Ering, party leaders Dr. Mahesh Chai, Tai Nikio Homchun Nangdam, Wang Ling Lowangdong, Shering Lamu and Chaka Tabo. However, the BJP also witnessed a few setbacks. In Doimukh Assembly seat, People's Party of Arunachal candidate Nebam Vivek defeated sitting BJP MLA Tana Halitara. Similarly, at Mebo constituency, BJP candidate and sitting MLA lost to People's Party of Arunachal candidate Oken Taying. In Sikkim, out of the results declared for all 32 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha or SKM has won 31 seats. The Sikkim Democratic Front SDF has managed to bag only one seat. Incumbent State Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang has won from both Rinok and Shoreng Chakung constituencies. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upareti won from Arithang seat. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lamta registered win over Kungu Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shiahari constituency. However, former Chief Minister and SDF President Pawan Kumar Jamling lost from both Poklo Kamrang and Namchi Bung seats. The terms of the two assemblies in the northeastern states are ending today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has chaired a meeting to review the aftermath of the cyclone Raimal in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed about the impact of the cyclone on affected states, the loss of human lives and damage to properties due to landslides and floods in Mizoram, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura were also discussed. In the meeting, the Prime Minister said that the government will continue to extend full support to the states affected by the cyclone. He also instructed the Ministry of Home Affairs to monitor the situation and review the matter regularly to extend necessary assistance for restoration. The Prime Minister today held a meeting to review heat wave related situation in the country. In the meeting, the Prime Minister was briefed that as per IMD forecasts, heat wave is likely to continue in parts of Rajasthan, Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh. This year, monsoon is likely to be normal and above normal in most parts of the country and below normal in parts of Peninsula India. The Prime Minister instructed that proper drills for preventing and handling incidents of fire must be done on a regular basis. Fire audit and electrical safety audit of hospitals and other public places must be undertaken regularly. He also said that regular drills for maintenance of fire line in forest and productive utilization of biomass must be planned. The Prime Minister was informed about the usefulness of the One Agni portal in timely identification of forest fires and its management. The Election Commission today asked Congress leader Jairam Ramesh to share detailed information about his allegation that Union Home Minister Amit Shah made calls to 150 district magistrates or collectors ahead of counting of votes. In a letter to Mr. Ramesh, the Election Commission also clarified that during the period of enforcement of MCC, all officers are under deemed deputation of the Commission and report directly to the Commission for any directions. The Commission said no district magistrates has reported any such undue influence as alleged by him. And in boxing, Indian pugilist Amit Pangal secured the prestigious Paris Olympic quota in the men's 51kg category today. He triumphed over Liu Shuang of China at the World Boxing Qualifiers in Bangkok with a commanding 5-0 quarter-final victory. And in athletics, India's Naina James clinched the gold medal in the women's long jump at the Taiwan Athletics Open 2024 in Taiwan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.